Our USC coach Clay Helton has joined us. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star one. And our first question comes from the line of Kyle Kingston, Athlon Sports.
Coach, after the Rose Bowl, Mr. Swan had said that the expectation for the program was to be playing on that next Monday night for a national championship. How is the progress going in sort of establishing that as the benchmark? And do you see that as being the milestone that ultimately the program's after?
Oh, no question. I mean, we know when you come to USC what the expectations are. We set the bar very high here. And you know, if you don't like that, don't take the job. Because then when you come to SC, you want to win Pac-12 championships. You want to win national championships. And we addressed it right with our team right off the bat in the spring that even though last season was extremely rewarding and made some unbelievable memories with that Rose Bowl victory, I asked the team, I said, are you satisfied? And not one hand rose because we know what we expect here at SC and what our goal is each and every year.
And as far as Sam's progress with him now being a clear number one guy, how has that changed, if it has changed at all, his performance in practice?
He, as you saw last year, you know, really nothing phases the guy. He's no moment is too big, and he's approached this off season as an opportunity to improve his game. You know, we all see the skill and talent level, but I've been really appreciative of two things during the spring. One, how he's trying to develop his knowledge of the game and being able to, you know, ID fronts, ID coverages. We're allowing him to re-slide protections, giving them two plays and him getting us in the best possible play, things that you do within a pro-style system. And then the other thing is I love the leadership that he's taking. You know, off of last year's team, think about it, there's 14 guys that went to NFL football teams over the weekend, 5 draft picks and 9 free agents, and a lot of those guys were not only great players, but they also were dynamic leaders for us off of last year's team. And I've absolutely loved how Sam has kind of taken a leadership role with our offense, especially with some young wideouts that he's going to have good chemistry with.
Thank you.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star one. And your next question comes to the line of Tom Fitzgerald, San Francisco.
Coach, hi. You know, you mentioned the 14 guys who are going to the NFL, but I'm just kind of wondering how that wide receiver core of yours shapes up at this point after spring ball. I mean, who's standing out?
Yeah, you know, it was probably our biggest challenge going into spring was the chemistry that we developed with Sam and the young wideouts. You know, you look at last year's football team, you lose a Juju Smith, Darius Rogers, everybody knows them, but you also lose the backups with Isaac Whitney and Daquan Hampton. You know, so we really put a lot of energy and a lot of effort in the development of a Michael Pittman, a Tyler Vaughns, a Josh Amortabebe, a Velus Jones, you know, that group of men that we really need to help contribute. Next year, we know Deontay Burnett, we know Daniel Amortabebe, what they bring to the table, or Tyler Petit, but those other skill players that haven't really had the opportunity to see live action with multiple reps is going to be invaluable for us. We did a lot of work in 15 practices over the spring. I thank goodness that we still got 29 practices before the opening game, but that'll be the key to our success is how fast they grow up and how fast they can contribute.
Great. Thank you.
And your next question comes from the line of Joe Kaufman, the Orange County Register.
Hey, Clay.
Hey, buddy.
Last summer, you guys were able to go out and get Stevie Tuikolovatu at kind of the grad transfer route, help shore up depth on the defensive line, obviously. Would you consider going that route again to help with some depth issues at, say, offensive line? I know you can't really name specifics, but is that something you guys would be amenable to in the future again?
Yeah, I can't go into specifics, but you always look for best players that are out there, best possible opportunities for your football team, you know, on an 85-man roster. You know, we are going to be under 85 as of this point right now. So there are those opportunities that would be out there. We're just not going to take a guy to take one. But if it's the right fit, like a Stevie was for us, both as a need, as a person, and as a talent, it will be definitely something we consider. Yes, sir.
And I wanted to ask about the Coliseum renovation. Is that something that's ongoing? Does that have any effect for you as a team in terms of when you're recruiting guys? Do you mention that to guys as something that's happening? And what kind of effect do you expect it to have on the team and the players?
Yeah, you know, for the most part right now for this year, we're not going to see much of a difference in the Coliseum. You know, primarily you'll see the two new scoreboards that are going up in the peristyle end zones, which will be nice. But the main effect will happen in the 2018 season, where we'll see some major work going on with the elimination of some seats. So for the recruiting purposes, to be able to take a stadium like the Coliseum, which is so historic, and you know, the kids absolutely love that atmosphere, to be able to give it a fresh new look, I think is going to be advantageous for us in recruiting. You look up and you know that you've got a team that's won 11 national championships in that place, has over 500 draft picks, first round draft picks, Hall of Famers, and as long as other things that have gone on there, World Series, a Super Bowl, you know, just it's a very historic place, and to be able to get an upgrade like it's getting ready to go on, obviously will help us as an athletic program and in recruiting.
Has the history of the building always had a big effect? Because I know during the recruiting weekends, you guys will actually bring them to the stadium. So when they kind of see it for the first time, does it have an effect? Or
no, there's no question. Yeah, there's no question. That Coliseum always helps, because not only has it been a landmark for our university, but it's been a landmark for Los Angeles. You know, you think about what's gone on in that place. I mean, from the Olympics to Super Bowls to World Series to the Pope blessing Mass, you know, presidents visiting. You know, it's just a very, very historic place. And, I mean, the hair stands up on the back of my neck every time I walk into there, because you know the history and the people that have graced that ground. And that's why I think it's important to us. You know, our kids understand that every time we walk into that facility that, you know, there's a level of expectation and a tradition of excellence that we have to uphold. So it's a very, very special place for us. It's been a special place for us, obviously, as a team last year, to be able to come home and be able to win games in that place.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
And your next question comes on the line of Scott Wolf, Los Angeles Daily News.
Hey, Clay.
Hey, Scott.
Damian Mama did not get drafted over the weekend. Do you think he made a mistake by leaving early?
You know, everybody's decision is personal, and time will tell. You know, I'm very happy for the city of Kansas City and the Chiefs organization. They're getting not only a wonderful player, but a wonderful person. And, you know, I know Damian is going to work his tail off to prove that he belongs in that league. He definitely has the talent to play in that league. You know, every decision is a personal one. I wish nothing but the best for him and his family as he moves forward. He did a lot of things for us here at USC and helped us win a Rose Bowl. So I will always be eternally grateful to that man.
And do you have anybody that's going to need surgery in the off season or any kind of health issues now that spring is over with?
The two that we had that were in the spring, Scott, obviously we know where it's Taylor Katoa, and then Vianney, you know, had his elbow surgery. I'm unaware of any other surgeries that are planned to take place as of right now with our team. I know that if something comes up, we'll address it. But I'm not with our team that we had in spring, though. Injury-wise, those were the two injuries that required surgery at this point in time.
Thanks, Clay.
Okay, thank you.
All right, that'll do it, Pickle. I appreciate your time today, and we'll see you in Phoenix tomorrow.
Okay, thank you, guys. Take care.
All right, thank
Bye-bye.
You.